Hello.
Hello. Oh, hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It'll be very brief, sir.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. My first, are you by any chance Mark Singleton?
Yes, sir.
Great, sir. I know it's a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you say you'll definitely vote, probably vote, or 50-50 chance your vote?
I will definitely vote unless I'm dead.
No problem, sir. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Okay. And moving on, just to make sure we're presenting everybody, may I know your race?
Sure, African American.
Great, sir. And for statistical purposes, may I know your age?
I'm 59.
Great, sir. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
A little bit of progressive liberal.
Well, you can be very liberal or somewhat liberal or progressive. Which one would you choose?
Somewhat liberal.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Well, I'm okay with the job Biden is doing, but I'm worried about this orange clown getting back in office because he's going to destroy democracy.
Okay, sir. Would you consider in that case feeling very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Okay. Moving on quickly, sir. Well, I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress to focus on. I just want you to rate on a scale of a 0 to a 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on that. 10 means it's very important. 0 is it's not important at all. So, for example... Protecting voting rights and democracy from a 0 to a 10, how important do you feel that is?
10.
Okay, and improving K through 12 education from a 0 to a 10, how important do you feel it is?
Improving what?
K through 12 education.
10. Okay. That's kind of a, what the improvements that Republicans want is not what I want. They're talking about banning books, and so they consider it improvements, but I don't. So it really depends on what the separate issue is.
I understand.
Not the collective issue.
No problem, sir. Your feedback is very welcome. Thank you. What about lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs from a 0 to a 10? How important do you feel it is?
10.
Okay. And banning tobacco products for adults from a 0 to a 10, how important do you feel it is?
I'm sorry, the question?
Banning tobacco products for adults from a 0 to a 10, how important do you feel it is?
0. People make their own choices.
No problem. And making college more affordable from a 0 to a 10, how important do you feel that is?
10.
Okay, and moving on quickly, sir, thank you so far for your responses. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Would you say strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Okay.
I guess strongly.
Strongly, no problem. I want to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale of a 0 to 100. 100 means that you have a very favorable opinion towards them. 0 means that you have a very unfavorable opinion towards them. If you don't know the person or organization, you can tell me as well. For example, Democrats in Congress from a 0 to 100, how much would you rate them, sir?
They don't have enough backbone, but I'm going to give them a 7.
A 7.
Oh, okay. You said 0 to 100, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
0 to 100, I'll give them a 70.
70, okay. What about the Food and Drug Administration or FDA? How much would you rate them from a 0 to 100?
0.
Okay.
There's too much poison in our food.
I understand, sir. What about Joe Biden from a 0 to 100? How much would you rate him?
I'll give him a 70.
70, no problem. Moving on quickly, sir, we would like to know as well is, I want to read to you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. Again, I just want you to rate on a scale of a 0 to a 10 how important the issue is for the FDA to focus on it. 10 is very important. 0 is not important at all. For example, educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition from a 0 to a 10, how important do you feel that is?
Oh, I'll make it a 7 because with Google, you know, you can find out yourself.
No problem. What about authorizing prescription medication from a 0 to a 10? How important do you feel that is?
10.
Okay. And authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes from a 0 to a 10?
I'll give that a 10 if they want help to move away. It's difficult. It's hard. But yeah,
I understand.
Right.
What about restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages from a 0 to a 10? How important do you feel that is?
Again, people make their own choices. I'm going to say 7, even though I love sugary beverages and it's giving me diabetes. But I made that choice.
Oh, I understand. All right, no problem. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21, sir. Considering this, would you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would you support or oppose that?
No. No. I would oppose that.
Would you say
people make their own choices?
No problem. Would you ask? Would you say somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly.
Okay, strongly oppose. No problem. Moving on. Would you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Would you support or oppose that?
I'd oppose it. A ban? No, I oppose that.
Okay, would you say somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly.
Strongly opposed, no problem. All right, and moving on. So regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit to your own community, or do you feel it's it brings more harm to your community?
Well, the products are no good. We know that. We've known that for years. They harm people. But again, people make their own decisions. They make their own choices. So you can't, you know, it's difficult to take people's choice away from them. So,
Would you say in that case?
Let me make sure. Yes.
Yes. Sure, let me ask again, sir. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Benefit.
Okay, because we can say much more benefit or somewhat more benefit.
Somewhat.
Okay, moving on, sir. Thank you for your responses. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or do you feel there are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are way more important. Democracy.
I understand, sir. Thank you. Well, when it comes to
what kind of society would we have if everybody get banned smoking, but you can't you can't say anything against the President of the United States. Now, democracy is the most important thing right now.
I understand, sir. No problem. Well, when it comes to tobacco use, sir, which do you feel is a better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? For example, the first one says harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. which one would you say you come closer to your approach or your view? Just say the first statement
the first
or the
choice.
Second?
Yeah,
the first statement.
The first
okay. No problem. Thank you for your responses so far, sir. I want to read to you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes or flavored cigars and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. I just want you to tell me how concerned you are regarding the outcome. All right. So, for example, more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas. With no safety testing of any kind, does that make you feel very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
No, it's very concerning.
All right. What about this one, sir? An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenues, all right, across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Does that make you feel very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Moving on quickly, sir, the creation of a black market for the illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Does that make you feel very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Crime is always very concerning.
Okay. No problem, sir. Moving on. Thank you for your responses so far. Well, this other statement, sir, I'm going to read to you are what people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Again,
there's a lot of questions about nicotine and cigarettes.
Yes, sir, and your opinion is highly important, sir. Thank you for your responses. I'll be very
so
quick.
Is it a survey about that, mainly?
Yes.
Oh, actually, mm-hmm. I'm at T-Mobile and I have to have something done. Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good, how are you?
All right, I need this put on my phone. Let me, I'll have to get off the phone now.
Oh, is there a way I can call you back, sir? It's very, very little left. Oh, Lord. I'm calling back.